Audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I thought I would give a report today, a man on the street report, regarding a protest American Right to Life held in September at Focus on the Family, which led to some court proceedings down in Colorado Springs. I'd like to remind you about the protest. We talked about it at the time. It was covered by the local media. There's a very good TV report of it online at American Right to Life Action. That is ARTLAction.com. Look for the Dr. Dobson Pledge Protest, and you'll see a great report by Channel 11 News down in Colorado Springs regarding our protest. Now, the purpose for the protest was to call attention to a very sad development, that Dr. James Dobson had violated his pledge before God, saying he would never vote for a politician that had exceptions, and he invoked God's name when he made that pledge to tens of thousands of pro-lifers in Washington, D.C., in fact, hundreds of thousands. So I'll tell you more about the protest in a moment. But to fast forward to today, and tomorrow, in fact, there are hearings in the municipal courthouse of Colorado Springs regarding some of these are motions hearings for a trial upcoming in January, a jury trial for me, Ken Scott, who's one of the founders of Pro-Life Colorado, and also Brian Enyart, who is my brother, who moved from New Jersey to Colorado a couple years ago, and he's very active in Colorado Right to Life and American Right to Life. And so the reason we are in court is because when we were at the protest, we were asking Focus on the Family, including its president, Jim Daly. In fact, we directed our literature to President Jim Daly and asked him to take down the video of the pledge that is playing in the Focus on the Family Welcome Center, which has Dr. Dobson making the pledge that he has now violated. And it's a pledge whereby he invoked the name of God, and it's dishonoring to God, and it teaches Christians that you could make a pledge to God and you could violate it, and you could still brag about it, and it's fundamentally destructive to the body of Christ, to the honor and loyalty that we should give. So we had a technical problem, but the blessing in that is we got to hear some Tony Funderburk. Tony did the opening and close for Bob Inyart Live way back in the 90s, and we still to this day use his music. It's tremendous. Okay, so we had this protest that focused on the family, and we were asking them to stop playing the video of this pledge in their welcome center. And Dr. Dobson also plays the audio of the pledge occasionally on his radio show, which seems like such a tragedy since he has violated that pledge. In fact, Focus on the Family has sent us a letter on their letterhead stating that Dr. Dobson, in fact, they wrote, rightly or wrongly, he chose to compromise his own standard. He believes God has led him in this direction, and he no longer abides by the pledge that he made before God. Now, the person who wrote that letter, Ross Marshall, in the office of the president, I don't know if he's still at Focus on the Family. I'd be curious to know if he is. But I'm going to read to you in a moment the press release we put out, and we handed out at Focus on the Family the day we held our protest. But I want to give you an analogy, and it's an analogy that we made to the judge in our case down in Colorado Springs. And we said this. We said, Judge, here's an example of what we were doing. Imagine that you go to a church, and in the back of the church, there's a box. It's the poor box. It says on it, for the poor. And as Christians have done for centuries, they'll put money in the poor box at a church to be used to be help, to help the poor. Well, imagine if a few years ago, the pastor decided all the money that goes in the poor box, he's going to use for his own vacation. And so, well, believe it or not, that could be done. A decision like that could be made, but then the box should no longer say poor box. It shouldn't say for the poor. The box should say for the pastor's vacation. So in that analogy, we've gone to the pastor, we've gone to the church, we wrote letters to the church, we published open letters and newspapers to the church, and they refused to correct the poor box. And so we go one last time to the church, and we ask, please remove this that says poor box. Remove those words. You're deceiving people in the congregation. And they refuse. And so we say, well, we're going to sit here at this poor box until you stop deceiving people in our church, taking money that should go to ministry and using it, raising funds deceptively. Well, we tell the judge down in Colorado Springs in municipal court, that's an analogy of what we did. And so now I'll get directly to the handout we gave to Focus on the Family the day of our protest back in September. This was 2 months, almost to the day, before the presidential election. Okay, here we go. American Rights Life Action rebukes Dr. Dobson for breaking his pledge before God. American Rights Life Action, the political 527 group, is exposing Focus on the Family's Dr. James Dobson for violating his public pledge in which he invoked the name of God by declaring that he is voting for John McCain. American Right to Life members will protest Dr. Dobson at his headquarters at 8655 Explorer Drive in Colorado Springs on Thursday, September 4th, beginning at 7:45 a.m. On April 28, 1990, at the Washington, D.C. Rally for Life, on video and to hundreds of thousands of Christians, Dr. Dobson stated, quote, I want to give a pledge to you on a political level. I have determined that for the rest of my life, however long God lets me live on this earth, I will never cast one vote for any man or woman who would kill one innocent baby. And hundreds of thousands of pro-life Christians erupted in applause. They erupted in applause because they were so tired of politicians who say, I'm pro-life, except I think it's okay to kill a baby whose father is a rapist. The baby's father's a criminal. I think you can kill that baby. I support your right to kill that baby. Those exceptions have been devastating to the unborn, to our honoring of God, and to the battle to end abortion. So when Dr. Dobson said, however long God lets me live on this earth, that was a pledge he made invoking the name of God. And in the Bible, God tells us repeatedly, even in the New Testament, God says, when you give your word, don't call on heaven. Don't invoke the name of God. Just let your yes be yes or your no be no. And the reason God says that in the New Testament is because people so often break their word. They break their pledge, and that's bad. It's bad to break your word. But if you have called on heaven, if you've invoked the name of God in your pledge, and then you violate your pledge, not only have you broken your word, but you are dishonoring God. And if you do that as a leader, and you stand by that, and you refuse to repent, it is virtually like mocking God. It might have been true to the Republican Party. Dr. Dobson was being loyal to the Republican Party, but he violated the pledge he made by invoking the name of God. So our press release begins quoting Dr. Dobson verbatim. I want to give a pledge to you. However long God lets me live on this earth, I will never cast one vote for any man or woman who would kill one innocent baby. And then our press release states, see video of this pledge at AmericanRightToLifeAction.com. And you could go online, ARTLAction.com, and actually watch video of Dr. Dobson making that pledge. I'll continue with the press release. James Dobson violated this pledge by announcing he is voting for John McCain for president, a Republican who has recently voted to authorize funding to kill some children by surgical abortion. American Right to Life Action calls upon Jim Daly, the president of Focus, to take down the video of Dr. Dobson's pledge, which still plays for visitors at their welcome center. Dr. Dobson has broken the public oath, which he repeated over a period of years, including on his Focus on the Family radio program in March of 1995, saying, quote, I am committed never again to cast a vote for a politician who would kill one innocent baby, referring to the rape and incest exceptions, which are a window to the soul of a pro-life candidate. By the way, I was on TV back in March of 1995, and we were airing in 80 cities, 80 markets, from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida, and I recall Dr. Dobson making this statement, and I went on the air, and I said, I am so thankful that Dr. Dobson has renewed this pledge. It's a great tragedy that a Christian leader would have to say, I am committed never again, because that means he has knowingly voted for a politician who would kill one innocent baby. So it was a great tragedy that Dr. Dobson had to say, I will never again vote for a politician who would kill an innocent baby. But not only did he have to say, I will never again, then he made that pledge, he invoked the name of God, and now he has violated that pledge. I hope that you can see the tragedy it is that our Christian leaders, by their loyalty to partisan politics, are willing to dishonor God, violate their pledge to God, violate biblical principles in order to try to elect Republicans. That is what has happened. Is it immoral to elect Republicans? No. Is it possible that the Republican Party might repent and actually honor God? Well, it can't be all that likely, but it's not impossible. It could happen. If the Republican Party repented, if they nominated a candidate who would refuse to kill an innocent child, then I personally would be thrilled to support that candidate. I'd be proud of the Republican Party. But as long as our Christian leaders are willing to dishonor God and violate his principles in order to get Republicans elected, don't expect to see the Republican Party reform itself. That is not likely to to happen when they don't even have the example of faithfulness and being true to God from the greatest Christian leaders in America. That is not likely to happen. Now, could you imagine if the last 25 years had been different? Over the last 25 years, our Christian leaders have been teaching us to compromise on fundamental moral principles like do not murder, hold your nose, and go ahead and vote for child killers. Vote for Republicans who support killing countless thousands of innocent children because, hey, that's the best we're going to get. Imagine if the last 25 years had been different, and instead, if our Christian leaders had been teaching millions of believers at all costs, honor God at every moment, never compromise on God's enduring command, do not murder. Be faithful and true to God above all else. Could we know, could we imagine what the strength of the body of Christ would have been like 25 years later? Do we have any idea? Instead, millions of Christians have been taught, for partisan political reasons, to compromise even on do not murder. Even on God's enduring command, do not murder. If we have been taught to compromise on do not murder, then where is it will we not be taught to compromise? Where will we be taught to remain true and faithful? And I can actually only think of two areas. One is tithing. Don't ever compromise on tithing. And two is Republican Party politics. That's about it. That's about the only place that our Christian leaders have not wholesale taught the body of Christ to compromise. And this is a great tragedy, and I'm talking about when it comes to moral issues. So let me now continue with this press release. Oh, but first, I said this is a man on the street report. We are headed, a group of us are headed to the municipal court in Colorado Springs because the youngest of our group of eight protesters who went into the Focus on the Family lobby and asked Jim Daly to take down that video, eight of us went in there. Now, there were others outside holding signs, and we had large banner that stretched hundreds of feet, and it said, as cars were driving by, Explorer Drive, the sign said, Dr. Dobson broke his oath to God. And they were handing out literature, speaking to the media. But inside, there were eight of us who were eventually arrested in a very peaceful protest. Of course, it was peaceful. The arresting officer said in his police report that the protesters were peaceful and respectful and were thankful that he indicated that. Of course, that was true. But the youngest of the eight who were arrested was Josh Craddock. Josh Craddock is a teenager. He's 17 years old. And because he's a teenager, he was treated differently. Our criminal justice system has a juvenile track, which is sad. It should not, but it does. It shouldn't, because when you lower the threshold for juveniles to commit crime, what you actually do is you end up inviting more juveniles to commit crime. But that's a topic for another show. So Josh Craddock was treated separately, and he has now been enrolled into what is called teen court, and he will be in teen court today, and I'm going down as a witness for him. He's actually in the what would be called the sentencing phase of his teen court procedure. He's going to enter evidence toward mitigating what they could punish him with, which would be community service, for example. Okay, so continuing with our press release, the American Right to Life's Director of Research, Daryl Burkey, stated John McCain funds the killing of countless children. For example, by allocating monies on October 27, 2005, John McCain voted for tax-funded surgical abortion if the baby's father is a criminal, that is, a rapist. And there's documentation in the press release, and you could find this on American Right to Life Action's website, where you could see the bill that John McCain voted for, and you could see the wording in the bill that the fund, it says funds are appropriated in this act that includes coverage of abortion, by the way, quote, if the pregnancy is the result of an act of rape or incest, unquote. Continuing with the press release, of course, National Right to Life misleads Christians on Republican candidates by ignoring their pro-abortion votes, and they claim, and we link to their website, they claim that McCain voted consistently against federal funding of abortion, but they claim that by ignoring his votes that funded abortion, they ignore his votes that funded dissecting the tiniest children. They ignored his votes that gave millions to Planned Parenthood. And a National Right to Life 100% rating is a near certain indicator that a Republican is pro-choice, with exceptions. In fact, before this election cycle, National Right to Life's previous report on John McCain was titled, John McCain is a Threat to the Pro-Life Movement. In the conclusion of that report, repeated that same conclusion, that John McCain is a threat to the pro-life movement, and that came from National Right to Life, the compromised organization that just a couple years later gave him 100% pro-life rating when actually he had become more pro-choice in the intervening years. Back when they wrote that report, he said he was against abortion except for rape and incest. Now he says that if the states want to legalize abortion, that is their right. So John McCain has become increasingly pro-choice. Now back to the press release. Dr. Dobson is violating the pledge he took before God by voting for John McCain. Both the Sarah Palin distraction and the candidate's rhetoric to Rick Warren, claiming he believes that human rights begin at conception, are belied by John McCain's long tolerance of chemical abortions and the funding of the dissection of the tiniest embryos, the littlest boys and girls. And then there's a quote from Steve Curtis, president of American Right to Life Action. In violating his 1990 pledge, in which he invoked the name of God, Dr. Dobson has lost the moral authority to speak for Christians, said Curtis. He can speak for Republicans who do not fear God, but he cannot speak for the body of Christ. Jim Daly, please remove that video of Dr. Dobson's broken pledge from the Focus on the Family Welcome Center. You dishonor the Lord as you portray Dr. Dobson as principled and as keeping his oath before God. Last week, American Right to Life Action unfurled the massive Sheets of Shame abortion protest sign on a mountain overlooking the DNC in Denver. American Right to Life will expose both Republican and Democratic politicians who advocate the killing of unborn children, said Steve Curtis, who is also a former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. And American Right to Life Action reminds Dr. Dobson that Jesus Christ, in the Sermon on the Mount, warned his followers against invoking God's name in an oath, and regardless, forbade them from breaking their word. In the New Testament, the Apostle James wrote, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. John McCain repeatedly votes to give millions of dollars to foreign and domestic abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood. 1 week after pro-abortion Rudy Giuliani dropped out of the primary race, Republicans for Choice endorsed John McCain. And McCain's Sanctity of Life campaign website, his webpage, doesn't even mention the words conception, rape, incest, fertilization, nor the phrase human life amendment. In other words, John McCain is openly deceiving Christians about his abortion views. Further, McCain refused to co-sponsor U.S. Senator Roger Wicker's Senate Bill 3111, and he's refused to endorse Colorado's historic personhood amendment, which was on our statewide November ballot. According to Daryl Burkey, McCain is, as Jesus warned in Matthew 7:15, a wolf in sheep's clothing,